The Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 9. Afterwards he entered into a boat and crossed over, coming to his own city. There they brought a paralyzed man to him, lying on a pallet. Then Jesus, seeing their faith, said to the man who was paralyzed, "Son, be reassured, your sins are forgiven." But some of the scribes said within themselves, "This man blasphemes." Then Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, "Why do you think evil thoughts in your hearts? For which is easier to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Rise up and walk'? But so that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," then he says to the paralyzed man, "Get up, take up your pallet, and go up to your house." And he got up and went to his house. But when the crowd saw it, they were astonished and glorified God who had given such authority to this man. And Jesus went on from there. He saw a man named Matthew sitting at the place where taxes were collected, and he said to him, "Follow me." And he rose up and followed him. It happened, as he sat down to eat in the house, that many tax collectors and sinners came and sat down with Jesus and his disciples. When the Pharisees saw this, they asked his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" But when he heard it, he said, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. But go and learn what this means: I desire mercy and not sacrifice, for I did not come to call the righteous, but the sinners to repentance." Then the disciples of John came to him, saying, "Why do we and the Pharisees fast often, but your disciples don't fast?" Jesus said to them, "Can those who are part of the bridegroom's party mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom will be taken away from them. Then they will fast. No one sews a piece of new, unshrunken cloth on an old garment, because the new piece shrinks on the garment, and a worse tear is made. Neither do men put new wine into old wineskins, or else the skins burst. Then the wine is spilled, and the skins are wasted. But people put new wine into fresh wineskins, and both are preserved." While he spoke these things to them, a ruler came and worshipped him, saying, "My daughter is even now dead, but come and lay your hand on her, and she will live." So Jesus got up and followed him, and so did his disciples. Just then a woman who had a flow of blood for 12 years came behind him and touched the border of his garment. For she said within herself, "If I can just touch his garment, I will be made well." But Jesus, turning and seeing her, said, "Daughter, be reassured. Your faith has made you well." And the woman was cured from that time. When Jesus came into the ruler's house and saw the flute players and the crowd making a lot of noise, he said, "Go away. The little girl is not dead, but sleeping." And they laughed at him with scorn. But when the crowd was put out, he entered in, took her by the hand, and the young girl arose. Consequently, his fame spread out into all that land. As Jesus went on from there, two blind men followed him, crying out and saying, "Have mercy on us, you son of David." And when he had come into the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus said to them, "Do you believe that I am able to do this?" They answered him, "Yes, Lord." Then he touched their eyes, saying, "It will be done to you according to your faith." And their eyes were opened. Then Jesus strictly commanded them, saying, "Don't let anyone know about this." But they went out and spread his fame abroad in that whole area. As they went out, just then a dumb man possessed with a demon was brought to him. When the demon was cast out, the dumb man spoke. Then the crowds were amazed, saying, "Nothing like this was ever seen in Israel." But the Pharisees said, "He cast out demons by the prince of demons." So Jesus went about in all the cities and the villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, healing all kinds of diseases and all varieties of sicknesses. But when he saw the crowds, he was moved with compassion for them, because they were distressed and scattered, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore pray to the Lord of the harvest, asking that he would send out laborers into his ripened harvest." This is the end of Matthew chapter 9.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries,
not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor.
We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version in its entirety is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.